Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Our thanks to Ezel Aviation for generously supporting Warbird Radio. To find out more, visit them online at EzelAviation.com. That's EzelAviation.com.
Hey folks, it's Ryan Keough from Warbird Information Exchange. Join us every Wednesday evening here on Warbird Radio for WIX Warbird Weekly Live, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, with rebroadcast throughout the week. You've been on the WIX Internet Forum, one of the world's best for Internet Warbird discussion. Now we're coming to you live and on the air. Tune in, take off to discuss the hot topics of Warbirds around the world this week, along with our guests who are working hard to keep them flying well into the future. Call in, write in, or even Skype in to add your voice to the conversation. WIX wants to hear from you. Again, that's WIX Warbird Weekly Live, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only here on Warbird Radio.
Now showing on aerocinema.com.
It is a discovery thought lost to war and time. Hidden for decades, buried deep in German soil, are the plans for a bomber aircraft. A flying machine with roots in a light transport plane of a curious design. It is a design with ties to the earliest aircraft, a concept that emphasizes stability, an aircraft that, before long, vanishes into history. But German engineers have ideas for its use and twist it into a weapon of war. A platform with which they hope to bomb their enemies into submission and resurrect the German Empire to its former glory. And they are not alone in pursuing these backwards canard planes for deadly purposes. As war begins and aircraft production ramps up, England too looks to tail first designs with which to wage war. Other nations are not far behind in pursuit of a tail-first plane that can meet their needs. Journey through the history of these unusual aircraft. Canards of War.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
Live from the land of the free, because of the brave, this is Warbird Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show. Today is Tuesday, September 14th, 2010, all day. And I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and I want to welcome you to the show tonight. Whether you're listening live or listening to the podcast, we're glad you could join us, and happy you're here. This show is all about scale building, RC scale building to be exact, and it's kind of the companion show for rcscalebuilder.com. And for our new listeners tonight, we're glad you're tuning in with us, and got some great things going on tonight. Tonight we're going to start off with a good buddy of mine, good buddy of a lot of people's. PJ Ash is joining us tonight. PJ, welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show.
Well, thank you, Mike, and thank you for having me.
Oh, we're glad you could make it tonight. You know, a lot of people know you as a Top Gun competitor and, you know, a flyer, obviously. And what a lot of people don't know about you is that you're also the owner and creator of MyRCEvents.com, which is a fantastic website, by the way. What a great idea to have all those events in one place. For those that aren't familiar with it, can you maybe give us a quick little rundown about the site and what it's all about?
Yeah, absolutely. First thing, though, I would like to thank you and the RC Scale Builder Show for having me on. I think the passing of knowledge and information through the website and through the show is just a great thing to have, and it's just fun to be able to tune in and just listen and learn and just enjoy this hobby. So, you know, first I just want to thank you and thank the guys there for me as well.
Thanks.
And as always, thank the audience, the listeners who listen to, you know, people like me babble on. you kind of scared me there for a minute because you said, you know, some people know you. I'm thinking, oh, no, where is this going to go? no, actually, yeah, here's the deal. How many times have you, and the audience, ask yourself the same question. How many times have you driven 8 hours, 9 hours, 6 hours to a show only to find out that there was a show a week before 30 minutes away you didn't know about?
Right.
AMA is great. They have to have so many clubs all over the place, and there's just as many clubs, there's just as many places to find out where air shows are. And about a year and a half ago, I live in Lexington, Kentucky, and this was right after I went down to Mac Hodges' event, which I know you've been there, Mike, before. Great event, great field, great group of guys. It's also a great drive. It's about eight and a half hour drive for me. And then as I'm sitting home watching TV, I got a phone call from a local friend asking why I didn't show up at the Louisville show that had, you know, 70 pilots and, you know, 40 minutes away.
Right.
I didn't know about it. And then and there I decided that there's got to be some way to connect all of us under one umbrella. Now, what I didn't want to do is to have another site, you know, like RC Scale, but you guys do a great job, and I didn't want to have to do that. I didn't want to have another site that, another eBay. I didn't want to have another. I wanted to have a site whose sole purpose was basically to share events, dates of events, and have information regarding those events. And so with that said, I got with a friend of mine who's a web designer. I have a marketing company on the side, and we went to work. And about a month later, myrcevents.com was born.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you know, it's a great site. I love just going on there and looking at the pictures people post, because it's all kinds of airplanes, not just skill, obviously, but you know, it's all kinds of events. And you know, our segment on the show where we talk about upcoming events, I actually pull those from your site. And you know, as you know, that segment's hosted by your show, by your site. So you know, it's a fantastic resource to have in the hobby, and you know, we just don't have enough of those. And it's a really good idea, and man, you know, it seems like a simple one, but it's great you're able to pull it off and bring it together.
Yeah, well, so is the paperclip. I mean, the posting clip. You know, unfortunately, I'll never make billions of dollars like those guys did.
Well, that's
true.
But I
can figure out a simple site. But you know, the site's user driven. I can't do it alone, and it's a site where the people who are members of the site, it's kind of a fraternal site, can exercise the privileges of the site for free and post the shows. You know, another thing, Mike, I wanted to throw in there is, you know, go to any site and look at a posting, you know, hey, come to Jim Bob's scale event, fly off a grass runway. Well, does it have trees on either side? Is there camping facilities? What's it look like? How far is this? How far is that? In our site, we have the ability to put pictures down and to be able to take pictures. If you want to have pictures of your club site, you know, what the runway looks like, are there obstructions? Because let's face it, there's some air shows that I go to, I could never fly a giant scale airplane, but I might have other airplanes I'd like to fly. And so what we've tried to do is not only make it to where there's a link to the website, all the stuff the other sites have, but be able to have pictures and have the ability for other users who've been there to get on there and say, hey, yeah, I've been to the show. I love it. It's great. It's a lot of fun. If you're in the area, you should go.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. That's, you know, it's a lot of information. And, you know, and that it has all the information you need there for the events. I really like the layout, and you've done a great job with it. Folks, if you would like to participate in the conversation tonight, or if you have a question for PJ, give us a call. You can call us at 478-787-4768. Or if you have Skype, which is a free download, you can reach us at Warbird Radio on Skype. Or shoot me an email at live@rcscalebuilder.com. We'd love to hear from you tonight. So by all means, give us a call. You know, you mentioned that the membership was free. You know, that's fantastic. Obviously, when you join up and become a member, you have access. Do you have access to things that you don't as just a visitor, or is it just so you can post your events?
sure. The access that you have, if you go in just as a visitor, obviously you can look at the pictures, you can look at all the events, you can look up events, but you can't post them. So the free membership, and that's the only membership we have, and that's the way it'll always be. It's a free membership. You can upload pictures, upload videos, and most importantly, and what I can't stress enough, is to get folks to post events, get clubs to post events, as well as putting. We have a page that any person who represents the club can put up there, and what that page is the club information page. So it's like a mini website for the club within. Okay. Within the RC Events website. So the membership is absolutely free, and that gives you the ability to do all the things, all the privileges that come with the membership.
Well, that you kind of covered my next question about what else do you get with that membership, and that makes sense. That's a fantastic it's just a good package, and it's a great way to promote your local club, like you said. Well, what things, got anything new coming up with My RC Events?
We do. I'm pretty excited about it. With technology, and I think I'm pretty technology savvy, I've got a phone now that literally can launch the space shuttle. I can remember I'm starting to feel like an old guy, but I can actually remember my first cell phone. It weighed 34 pounds. It was bigger than my regular phone. And now we can text, we can email, we can send video, we can do everything. And so with that being said, one of the options that we're going to have is, what if you had the ability, and let's say for the sake of the conversation, let's say on off chance you and I are both Warbird nuts, right?
Yeah, and, imagine that.
Yeah, I know. But I don't mind driving on a whim up to 50 miles, 100 miles, 150, I would set the parameter. Well, let's say you are in the next town over, or you're within that parameter, and you post an event that I checked that I'm interested in. I will get an email, from myrcevents.com that will say, hey, by the way, a new event's been posted. Take a look. When you double-click on your email, it's a new Warbird event, and then you can actually put that on your calendar, and it can be sent to your phone, it can be sent to anywhere you want it to go. You just tell it to where you send it. It's going to be very user-friendly, because, let's face it, I got my education in Kentucky, so it's going to have to be simple. I have to understand, if I can understand it, the audience will have no problem, but I'm really excited about that, and we'll have the ability as well for vendors to be able to post information on that site. So, how many times do you go to an air show and you look in the back, there's a whole bunch of tents, and you need a set of extensions, and there's a guy there that's got them. What we'll be able to do is, I know at certain events that I go to, I look for certain people that I've befriended over the time who are vendors, and I know I need to stock up on this or stock up on that. So you'll be able to know, basically, as well, who's going to be there, so the members can say, I'm going. They click a little button that says, I'm going. Mm-hmm. So I know, hey, look, my buddy Mike is going to be at this show, and so, I'm going to give it a shot. Maybe give you a call or email you or text you. So these are features that are going to be coming, hopefully, within this year. Since the winter's coming, people who go on the site will notice that the actual air show postings are down just because the season's wrapping up. And that's going to give us some time to really kind of reshape it and start doing some more fun things with it.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. What a great idea. I mean, the whole idea, the thing that bothers me the most about this, PJ, is that I did not think of it.
I didn't think of the paperclip either. Unfortunately, I'm not doing this really to make a ton of money. If you ask anybody, and I bet the audience, if you ask yourself or ask somebody next to you who's listening, what is one of the funnest things about being part of this association, part of this group? It's the camaraderie of your friends.
That's right.
We have more fun in the evenings, and I'm not going to say on out there on the radio what we do, but we laugh and have a great time, and just being there as friends is just as much fun as going out and flying my airplane.
Sure, absolutely.
And that's a big reason for the site, to just kind of bring us together in that way.
Absolutely. Well, one thing you and I have in common for sure is we both love the hobby, and we love promoting the hobby. And I think if we can get everybody to promote it a little bit, man, wouldn't it be fantastic? I mean, if everybody just took the effort. Yeah, me too. Well, that's fantastic. Well, let's switch gears for a minute here. And we've been talking a lot about myrcevents.com, but I want to talk about what you have on your workbench right now.
Oh, my gosh. The question is probably, what do I not have? I don't know if you've ever heard, I'm sure the audience hasn't heard of him, is a guy by the name of Dino DiGiorgio. Some people call him DiGiorgius. It's the most misused last name I think I've ever seen. In fact, he's one of my best friends in the world. I don't think I could still spell his last name.
Yeah.
That's why I like mine, simple to the point. I work with Dino on several levels at Meisterscale.
Right.
I've said it several times that nothing flies like a Meister. And my first Top Gun experience was with a Meisterscale P-47 that I built in 4 months to prove a point. It's a great airplane, great platform. Yeah. And like Dino, I fell in love with Meisterscale based on that plane. But let's face it, our time, as far as just society, is getting, our free time is getting narrower and narrower, and that allows us less time to build. And so with, you know, that's, and the ARFs have proven that point, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing, I'm just saying that's what's happening.
Right.
And you know, I've heard a lot of people say, wow, I just don't have the time or the money to put a kit together, I buy an ARF. Well, 10 years ago, you'd never have heard that, but now that's, it's changed. However, us builders and flyers of larger scale airplanes, you know, those of us who I consider are more insane than the rest of us, still enjoy building, still enjoy the accomplishment of that. However, a fiberglass fuselage and or fiberglass parts can always, you know, diminish the build time. Yeah, you're still a builder. I mean, still a lot of work involved. So Meisterscale made a conscious decision several years ago that we would start providing fiberglass fuselages for the line of products that the Meisterscale offers. So the biggest thing on my right now is I'm working on some fiberglass fuselages for the future. Now, unless Dino calls in and says which ones I'm allowed to say, I'm not really being able to say it on here.
Sure, sure.
But they're going to be in line with what we've been doing. We just released, obviously, I know Dino talked about it a few weeks ago, the 190. I've been really working on helping him with getting those molds done. Plus, I mean, I enjoy flying them too. And so I'm building, what I'm doing is actually building the molds for the plugs to make the fuselages, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't really make much sense to me. I just tell me what to do, I do it.
I understand. Folks, if you'd like to join in on the conversation, give us a call tonight. We'd love to talk to you and hear maybe what you're working on, or if you have any questions for TJ. You can give us a call at 478-787-4768 or Skype us at Warbird Radio, or you can shoot us an email to live, L-I-V-E, at rcscalebuilder.com, and we'll read your question on the air. Plus, if you call in tonight, I think we've got a couple of Aero Cinema preview pack DVDs we'll give away to all our callers. So be sure and call in if you'd like to join in. Let's talk about your Dora a little bit. You know, I've seen that bird a couple of times. Tell people a little bit about it, what it is, what it's powered by, what the weight is, those kind of things.
Sure. The Dora, or the 190D, as many people know, it's a stretched nose version of the 190. As far as the mine, it is a Meisterscale platform. Now, this is an all-wood version, you know, the old-school airplane. It has a 102-inch wingspan. And you know what, Mike? It flies a lot like a pattern plane.
Yeah.
I put the Sierra gear in it. I love Dale's gear. The the new modifications to the wing, which are real simple. They come from Meisterscale to put the Sierra gear in. And most people probably who know me in my circle know that I'm a Quadra rep, a Quadra Aero. So obviously it has a Quadra engine in it. I have a Quadra 75, which is more than enough power for the airplane.
Right.
And of course I'm a JR all the way. So it's been operated by JR servos, and I use the JR 12X, which as far as I'm concerned, is probably the only radio that should ever be out there. But I love JR, and no, I'm not a JR rep. I just enjoy that product. It flies great. Now, I did encompass flaps with mine. The original plans do not require them, but they're split flaps, so it wasn't really difficult to put them in. And the plane flies just, you know, like a big lumbering pattern ship. You point the nose, and that's where it's going to go.
Right, right.
Now, I'd be lying if I said that I haven't ripped the gear out of the airplane. I mean, as you know, the Focke-Wulf has a very, you know, these big chicken leg gears.
That's right.
And at Max, I was able to mysteriously, you know, I don't know, I thought the landing looked perfect, but according to the ground, it won and the gear came out. We repaired the gear at the show, and the next day, now this is from the gear ripping out with the plates and taking some of the sheeting, we were able to put that thing back together to where it actually looked good and flew it the next day.
Yeah,
it a lot the next day and really enjoyed it. Dino even says it's one of his favorites, and I think that's the next one on his table to build.
Yeah.
If he doesn't try to get me to do it first.
Well, you know, I got to fly. Lenny Smith built one several years ago, and I flew it. Man, you're right. I mean, it just flies like a big pattern plane. I mean, it goes exactly where you point it. It flies straight and level. It's a pretty sticks off airplane, you know. And but it's a beautiful bird. You know, I got one of those one of the new fuselages for it, and it's in line. That's all I can say right now.
And that new fuselage is just amazing. And you know. And not to narc the guys who build from full kits. I mean, I love it too. But, you know, look at the time that it takes to get to the point that you've got a fuselage. I mean, when you look at putting the formers together, the ribs down, the sheeting, the glassing, sanding, priming, you get that point.
Sure.
Then, you know, here you have an airplane pretty much ready to go. And, you know, a lot of people have complimented me on the airplane. But, you know, I've used very simple methods to get that scale look, to get the metal look, the flake paint look, all of which, to be honest with you, I learned on the RC Scale Builder site. Not to try to sit here and promote your site, but I'm sure you won't mind, but that's exactly, you get online and start looking, and I typed in the search engine, flake painting and rivet detail and paneling and all those tools, didn't cost very much. Like I said, if I can do it, anybody can. And, you come out with a really nice airplane, which is a compromise of just tons of, data and material that's in the site.
Yeah.
Another reason why I decided to go with the my RC events.
Right, right. Yeah, that's, but it's a beautiful bird. I've seen it up close, and I just love standing there looking at it. I'm kind of a sucker for a 190, so of both versions. So
it's a big old ugly thing sitting there, but it's ready to eat something. You can,
that's like right.
My big old ugly thing.
Well, I can't believe our buddy Dean hadn't called in tonight. I mean, what's up with that?
Actually, he did call me and apologize. He probably wasn't gonna be able to make it. I don't know what that means.
I tell you what, we'll definitely get him on the show and give him grief about that for sure. But it's great seeing you guys at the events. It always makes it a lot more fun to hang out with you guys. And of course, that nut Pedro, when he's around, he's
a great guy.
He is fantastic.
Not somebody who just loves to live.
Oh yeah,
I've never met someone who just loves life as much as him. And anytime. Anytime that I'm around him, I just feel better about myself, which takes a lot to do.
Yeah, well, he's a very positive person, and we need a lot more people like that in the world for sure. So
if we could just get him to speak English.
Well, we're working on that.
But Mike, I do say you hit a nail on the head, and for the audience who's listening in, it's not about me, it's not about you, it's not about Dino. For me, it's preserving history,
right,
and getting guys together who love doing this crazy thing we call model airplane building and flying. And I don't care, I've got a 60 size ARF of a P-47, and I have just as much fun with that, without the nerve shaking. And I get out there with my buddies in my local club, and it's all about the camaraderie. And that's one thing. If people are listening who've never flown, never got into the hobby, maybe built plastics, we all do it. Mm-hmm. We all have the we all have the bug, and it's one of those things. Get to your local club and join the sites, any site, and be part of this, because I've met people that I could say my closest, most passionate friends through this hobby.
It's funny you say that. A dear friend that I've met through my website that has really become a good friend of mine is my buddy Goran from Sweden, who we would have never met otherwise.
Marco from Italy is a real close friend of mine, and he's the guy. He got, I think, third at Pro-Am in the category I flew at, and when he got it, I screamed out Marco and Dino screams out Polo. This is a guy that I would have never met if it hadn't been for being able to have the privilege to compete at Top Gun. And if I can just say for a second, those of you who have a chance and have never been to Top Gun, it'll change your life. It's a total separate view of what people can do when they put their mind to it and talents to it and money. I don't know how to explain it. And of course, Monster Planes, and it's done by Frank Tiano. You know, it's just a it's just an amazing show. The Monster Plane show is, you know, these guys have been doing this stuff in Europe. These are airplanes that are super huge.
Yeah.
Third scale, you know, giant scale things. And you know, those guys over in Europe are nuts. I don't have a problem saying it. My friends in Europe know that. They're all smiling right now hearing that. But, you know, that's what we're trying to do, I guess, here in the States.
Yeah, that's true. But those are both fantastic events. And you're right. I mean, if you really like the scale airplanes and the Warbirds, if you have a chance to go to either one of those events, Monster Planes or Top Gun, it's a great place to see some beautiful aircraft, you know.
Oh, yeah, great venue and just tons of fun.
That's right, absolutely. Well, PJ, I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. I mean, I love being part of this. And,
you know, will you come back again sometime?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my pay rate's pretty pretty cheap.
No,
so.
You know, we may have to give you a raise. How about that?
Yeah, that's great. No, absolutely. I'd love to be part of it, and I'll definitely call in when Dino's in. I'm gonna have to give him, you know what, over
oh,
there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. By the way, I wanted to comment on that little back and forth between you and Pedro on Facebook. You know, that was kind of interesting. So.
Yeah. Pedro is a he's an amazing. I don't. Yeah. I got to keep it PG, which I will. But Pedro's he's great, and you know, the guy takes so much crap from us. And if I was him, I definitely wouldn't be friends with any of us, to be honest with you. But now we love him, and he's great. And yeah, you know, people can you know, look me up on Facebook. Obviously, can email me on through the myrcevents.com. And I'd be more than happy to answer questions. Like I said, it's all about promoting the hobby and just enjoying each other. And I'm looking forward to meeting new friends as time permits.
Well, my friend, I want you to know that I think you're one of the true gentlemen in this hobby, and you promote it. And, heck, I just enjoy being around you.
Wow, that's good. Can you talk to my wife? Cause,
well, you know, I can't help you out there, but
yeah, I'd like to get her to. No, I'm joking. No, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you guys. And yeah, anything I can ever do to help promote, you know, your calls or the this great hobby, just let me know.
That's
I appreciate
right.
you having me on the show as well.
Well, same here. We're glad you can make it, and it's always my pleasure to see you and to talk to you. And I'm sure we'll see you at another event real soon.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
Right. Thank you for tonight, and we'll be in touch.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, PJ. All right, folks, that was PJ Ash, and we're glad he was able to join us tonight and tell us a little bit about his website, myrcevents.com. And I was just on there, and, you know, a matter of fact, I see some folks from my website have signed up on there, and that's fantastic because it's a great idea. It's a great way to promote your events, and, you know, it's just a neat site. So, but I tell you what we're going to do now. We're going to take a little break, and I don't want you to go anywhere. And let me tell you why. Right after we take the break, we've got some special studio guests there with Matt Jolly, several of them, I think. And these are going to be interesting guests. So you may want to stick around and listen to this. This is going to be a lot of fun. But anyway. You guys stick around. We're going to take a little break, and when we get right back, we'll have a little surprise for you. So let's listen to some commercials.
Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Matt here from Warbird Radio Live. Our one-year anniversary is coming up October the 5th, and to help make that show extra special, Mr. Gary Velasco from FightingColors.com is giving away a Flying Tigers P-40 nose art panel. To win, just keep listening for the sound of the P-40 starting up. When you hear it, send me an email to info@warbirdradio.com, and you're registered. It's that easy. Thanks for listening, and good luck. Now showing on aerocinema.com.
Sanger Silver Bird was an enormous project which took years of research. Along the way, he had to solve many of the problems of space flight. Sanger knew that putting a vehicle into space was one thing, getting it back was another. The space plane would have required a booster section and 2 miles of rail to get the winged craft into space. It was never completed. June 1944, the first V-1 missile attack on Britain. They were made in a secret place called Peenemünde. Peenemünde is also the birthplace of another weapon many times more ambitious, the A-4 rocket. After numerous failures, two men lead a team of scientists that would eventually put a rocket into space. Also on the drawing board is the multi-stage A9A10, designed to reach America. All the components were coming together just as Germany was falling apart. The spacemen were waiting for a new sponsor.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
And welcome back to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and man, we're glad you're here tonight with us. What a great interview with our buddy PJ. You know, he's a great guy and a lot of fun to be around. Good promoter of the hobby. We need a lot more of him out there. So anyway, looks like we got some special guests in the studio there with our buddy Matt Jolly. Matt, are you around, my friend?
I'm around, Mike. How are you this evening, buddy?
Well, I'm fantastic, pal. Who you got there with you?
We're not going to use any names to protect the innocent tonight. You know how that goes?
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, some proud members of our fighting forces here, the U.S. Air Force, joining us tonight, and we're glad to have them with them. One who you know.
Yeah.
I hope. Say hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah. We'll just, you know what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, we're having some get-togethers tonight here in the old D.C., but one of our good friends, Ramstai, joins us now, who is... this guy has the privilege of, like, his day job, if you can believe this, his day job is zooming around in F-15s. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow, a 15 driver, huh?
Well, anyway, we'll let you talk. Ramstein, good evening. How are you, buddy?
Doing pretty good. How you doing?
Well, thanks for coming over tonight. Talk to me, Goose. I mean,
that's what I do for a living. And as you mentioned, what I always tell everybody is it sure does beat working for a living.
Well, you know, the F-15 guys and, of course, the other young lady who's here with us that I know pretty well, as we say, to protect the innocent, is on the E-8. So some pretty cool stuff tonight, Mike. And the other folks are in the other room there, bedding down the next generation. But
that's great.
Yeah, we're just
that's
having great. A good time. Ramstein, tell us an F-15 story. Give us a good...
I got all kinds of them.
Give us a good one.
Yeah, let's hear a good one. Come on. Let's hear your best story.
See, I don't really know. I don't know if I've had enough beers to be able to actually get the best story.
I'll get you another one if you need one.
Right, well,
that's what it's going to take.
Probably get it later.
Well, what's it like? I know when you got back, you're obviously based out in a base that's... Yep. You're a desert here in the U.S.
Yeah, but, we call it our deployed location.
Yeah, right. Yeah, big one. But they give you quite a ride on that thing. What's it like screaming up there 3 miles high or however fast you guys go?
Actually, good tactics are inherently safe is what they say a lot of times. And so one of the more fun things to do in most of the deployed locations, especially in the past, and maybe not so much anymore because there's really not a threat, is the takeoffs are always max performance climb takeoffs. So the way that you do those is you push up the power to full afterburner, so you got 30,000 pounds of kick-ass behind you.
That would even get Mike off the ground.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then
Mike Enberg.
As soon as the just barely flying at about 135 knots, you suck up the gear, you let it set a little bit. Good you boy. Stay as low as you can until you see about, well, it depends on the guy, but around 400 knots or so. Then you just stand it up on the tails. Then you stand it up on the tails and you go screaming into the sky. And you hope that nobody else can catch you doing that.
you've seen it change, though, since you've been in. I mean, we were talking earlier.
And you know what? The whole time, I bet his heartbeat never gets above 60 beats per minute.
You know how it goes. I tell you what, it's one of those things where wherever you go on any Air Force base, when you hear any airplane taking off, whether it's the afterburner or not, but especially the afterburner ones, you always turn and look. And as one of the old generals said at the end of the sortie, there's only two kinds of people in the world. There's one kind of person that sees a four-ship of fighters coming up initial and says, that's cool. The other ones are guys like us, and they say, four, get back in position.
Wow.
you always have your worst, your best critiquers on the ground watching you coming up initial every time, so you can't screw it up ever.
Well, you know, you on a serious note here, you were, before you came over here, you were visiting some buddies that are in Arlington already.
Yeah. And, every time I come to Washington, to come by and see them.
It's, you know, that's a reality of this business that we're in, and so thank you for what you do, and thank you both for what you do. Means a lot.
Absolutely.
To all of us who are,
thank you both for your service. We really do appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Well, I appreciate the sentiment. Thank you.
Well, no, thank you. But we've had a great time here tonight, Mike, and just hanging out. And
that's cool.
It's been
that's
fun. Cool. Ramstai was deployed with the lady that I know really well. And,
yeah.
Yeah. So it's been fun here tonight, and we're having a great time. But
well, my question is, okay, now let's just get all the fluff out of the way here.
Yeah.
Who has had the most margaritas tonight? I really want to know.
No, that'd be me.
That would be
well,
Matt.
Yeah, that would be me. But you didn't finish. Well, yeah, you finished, dude. I didn't finish mine. I left some on the table, Mike.
I find that hard to believe, my
no
friend.
Damn well I was going to finish that one. But you know the man who has no trouble. In fact, let me call him back. Let's take a quick call here this evening and just see who this is.
Okay.
We'll call Berg right back. But good evening, caller. You're on the air. They're listening to something there. Good evening, caller. You're on the air. Can you hear us? We'll have to take the call back from 615 there, Mike. But nonetheless, good times tonight and good fun. And, of course, we're going to get Ron Berg on the line here in a minute. But, Ramstein,
absolutely.
Thanks for coming in. Do you have any other good these folks are dreaming about doing what you're doing.
That's right. I mean, you're living the dream,
stories?
Man.
I don't know. I knew a guy once when I was flying in Nellis. This was not me, so this was one of my stories, so I can't take credit for this one. But we have simulated threat sites out on the Nellis range out there. And one of the days, well, we came coming back, and you always try to hide from them. A lot of times you try to hide by flying low.
Right.
And one of those guys was, one of my friends was down on the deck, as we call it, down at 100
that
feet.
That means, like, how low, yeah?
100 feet or so.
Yeah, or so.
We're clear down. We're clear down to 100 feet, which you never get below that. We really don't.
Okay.
Because when you're down that low, going that fast, it really is kind of scary. But
yeah, you breathe on that thing, and you're it's over with.
Yeah, your focus is right out in front of the jet. Mm-hmm. And he was going about over the Mach, which is against the rules over around a man's sight. So he lost track of where he was. He didn't see that he rolled up one of the man's sights, and sure as anything, that guy couldn't shoot him down because everybody was rolling out of there after the sonic boom rolled through and knocked over the tower. So nobody was hurt, so it was all good, but it's against the rules, and so he had to buy the bar that night, so it was good times.
Oh, man. Well, we thank you both for your service, and we had a great time tonight, Mike. We sure wish you were here. Let's check in with Ron Berg. Good evening, Ron. You're on the air, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you tonight?
Well, I'm doing great, Ron. Did you hear our young men and women that we have in here tonight?
No, I didn't.
That's all right.
I've been at work the whole night, and my company won't let us have speakers where we can enjoy
you guys.
It's nose to the grindstone.
Yeah, well,
who do we have on tonight?
Well, we had a lady that I know very well, and then a friend, and we have some other folks that might be coming in later on tonight. But I'll let you guys get back to it. Pretty cool, though, huh, Mike? Pretty good stuff.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We really do appreciate it.
Well, they're already back to the party, so I'm
okay.
Here with
you. We'll tell them thank you for sure.
You guys have a good show tonight. Get back to
it. Thanks, Mr. Berg. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. Y'all been having fun?
Well, yeah. Matt had some of our fabulous service people, aviators, there at his house tonight, and a couple of them stopped on the show for just a minute to say hello and share some stories. So, you know, we always want to take every opportunity we can to thank those people for their service, and that was a good opportunity to do it. So,
without doubt. You know, we live the life we live because of what they do for us.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what you got for us tonight, my friend?
Well, it's going to be kind of quick and down and dirty.
That's good.
I'm going to do Dave Platt's Back to Basics video. And this is a pretty simple one. It's one DVD. It's almost 2 hours long. But Dave's motivation for doing this one, it covers fabric coverage, like silk span, coverite, Japanese tissue, poly span, which are materials that are probably totally foreign to the majority of the modelers out there, except for some of those really, really old ones like you that started out doing it, building with this kind of stuff.
Watch
but he was kind of concerned that the skills required to apply this covering was being lost. And so he decided to do a video to get the skills down where they would be available to everyone. It's a pretty interesting little process. I'll be honest with you, I've never seen it done before. And but, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, this is probably the lightest covering there is for models. And a lot of the, particularly the war, you know, a lot of the World War II models, and particularly almost all of the World War I models, have fabric covered in some shape, form, or fashion. So this would be a scale type of covering that would fit into those applications very well. And also, he give you an end result of a much lighter model, and of course, one easier to fly if it's lighter. But it's the video is organized. It covers basically the skills that are necessary, and then the techniques involved. He starts off by showing airframe preparation, which in this particular application is extremely important because the fabric covering is so thin. And it just, you know, he shows examples, and any little bumps or uneven places, it'll just stand right out. But it's a little different. You got to learn some new skills where, like, if you're using a monocoat covering or something that's an iron-on style covering, you're putting it on, tacking it down with heat, and then using heat to shrink it. Well, this year I put nitrate dope down, and then you actually put your fabric on wet. Put another coat of nitrate dope on top of it. It'll saturate through the fabric, and then melt the underlying coat and adhere the fabric to your model. Then, as the fabric dries out, it'll shrink, give you a nice tight finish. And then you have to put several more coats on to fill the weave in to build up a durable finish. He covers the brushing techniques, and there's it's like anything else. There's skills that have to be learned, but it appears to be really not that difficult to do once you kind of get an understanding for the process there. But the whole video is strictly about covering with silk span or fabric type covers, but it's like anything else. If you've been modeling for a long time and looking to learn some new skills, well, then it may be something you enjoy, and you'll be learning some traditional modeling skills that go back 70, 80 years, I would suspect, and also things that, like, if you've got a cover control surface or something along that line with the fabric covering, well, then you can get you something that's really durable and very, very light.
Absolutely. You know, I started off doing free flight when I was a kid, and had a one of my buddies' father was really big into it, and I learned how to go through the tissue and doping thing. And you know, all I can say about that stuff is, man, did it give me a headache.
I can imagine. I mean, nitrate.
but you're right. It is a very light finish, and you know, a lot of that applies to fabric finishes today. And you know, we really have it easy these days with a lot of these iron-on fabrics. But you know, a pretty doped finish really looks good, and looks very realistic too. So,
well, the one that he does on this video, I remember that year that I went to Toledo with you, he had the model up there, and it was amazing. I mean, you can see right through it. It's very, oh, yeah, very thin. And you go to touch it, it's not, you know, I expect it to be very fragile, you know, afraid to poke a finger to it. It's pretty durable.
Yep, absolutely. So what you think you're going to do next week for us? Got any ideas yet?
I'm trying to get some information. I've got a video on fiberglass technologies that is a good explanation of how to make a mold, you know, a small fiberglass mold, and lay up your own glass, say, cowlin. And they use, as an example in that, they take a small styrene vacuum form canopy for a small sport plane, and then they show the process of how you can go through and use that as a plug and make a fiberglass cowl that would be more durable. And I'm going to try to contact them tomorrow and see if I can get a copy of their updated video, because they've combined some stuff into it. The one that I've got now is no longer available. So I don't really want to steer people their way if they can't get what I'm talking about. So I want to check with them, see if I can get an updated copy of the video and try to do that.
Well, man, we're going to let you get back to work, and I appreciate you coming on the show and giving us a quick update and review of the Dave Platt Back to Basics DVD, and we, of course, will have that information posted on the episode thread on RC Scale Builder, so be sure and check that out. Ron, you take care, buddy, and we will see you next week.
All right, Mike, take care. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you, pal. All right, folks, that's Ron Berg coming in with his weekly segment. And it's time for the Meister trivia question. We got a good one tonight. That's right. Play that music, Matt.
There you go, buddy. We also have some more in-studio help this evening. I want to introduce playing tonight from Oswego, Wisconsin, and Montgomery, Alabama. Good evening, both of our friends here, Laura and Rye, who are... Laura is a vet as well, so is Rye, and they're both on big airplanes, too, with...
Awesome.
We're protecting the names of the innocents. So,
Welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show, the two of you.
Yeah, they're a husband and wife team, and the little one's tuckered out in there, and
he's asleep.
Yeah, he fell asleep. But
anyways, there you go.
What's the trivia tonight, Mike?
Give us a great trivia question tonight. Okay,
all right, ready.
You'd be surprised how many people do not know this, but it's actually very interesting. And tonight, of course, we're for the
first.
Are you
in a good mood or a bad mood?
Good mood, man. Good mood.
So that'll be easy tonight.
For the caller tonight, we have a bottle of Zap CA Medium and ZA Thin and a Aero Cinema DVD preview pack, which is like a $39.95 value. So everybody get your Google browsers up and get ready for the question. Why don't we let one of our guests read the question? Do you have it there?
No, I don't have it yet. Are you kidding me? What kind of producer am I?
What kind of producer are you?
It was a good one about a margarita ago, but...
Okay, what's in a margarita? No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Okay, our question tonight is, what was Chuck Yeager's first job, when he joined the Army Air Corps in 1939?
When he joined the Army Air Corps in 39, his first job.
What job was he assigned when he joined the Air Corps in 1939?
Wow. That's a good one.
It is a good one. And if you think you know the answer, give us a call at 478-787-4768 or Skype us at Warbird Radio. We'd love to hear from you, and you have a chance to win some Zap products, glue, and a DVD preview pack from Aero Cinema. So do your guests there know the answer to this?
I think they do, but we won't let them say it. They're reading. They're reading like I am. I had to read that one. I'm guessing, though, that it was not a pilot.
No, it was not a pilot.
We have a caller, though, that seems to know the answer. You want to take it?
Caller, do you know the answer to our trivia question?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I think it is an aircraft mechanic.
That is exactly right. And who are we speaking with?
Oh, well, this is Danny from Holland.
Ah!
Hey, Danny, how are you from Ireland? Glad you called in tonight.
Hey, man, how are you doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great tonight. Thanks for calling in. What time is it over there for you? And it must be quite late.
Yeah, it's, 2:47 a.m.
That's
not late.
What the heck are you doing?
I almost missed the show because I switched on the computer at 1:45, and apparently there was an old version of RC Scale Build the show on, so I thought I missed it.
Yeah.
And I even tried to call in to answer that. I threw me a question.
There you go, Danny. Yeah. Well, Danny, you have won tonight, and I will get you some glue out. I still have your address. I got DVD out to you, so I'm going to just send you the glue, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling in, and thanks for staying up. That's pretty incredible.
Well, I did stay up. I just got out of bed on 1:45.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Well, all right, pal. Thanks a lot, man. I tell you, you're a dedicated listener. What can I say?
There you go.
Thank you so much for calling. All right, there it is. The answer was, if you didn't hear it, Chuck Yeager originally came into the Army Air Corps in 39 as an aircraft mechanic. So, humble beginnings of a great man.
Yeah, absolutely. They wanted to hear your theme song tonight, so I was going to play it for you.
Hit it.
Again. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You want to sing along?
I got it.
You got it? Oh, God. Well, I can't play any more of that. I can't do it for you. But
see, guys, we don't even have to have margaritas to have a good time.
No,
here,
I hit a wrong button again. I've been hitting wrong buttons all day today. There we go. Yeah. You know the song, Ryan? Have you seen this stupid guy? This is all it is. So it's Mike's theme song.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. 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 All right, buddy.
Be sure and show them the video before they leave tonight. You know, it's a cultural experience everyone should have.
We're watching it right now.
Yeah, they got
it's
a good.
Impressive.
There you go.
They got a good view.
How about that hair?
That's some great hair.
Okay, well, while they're watching that video, we're going to go ahead and talk about some upcoming events brought to you by myrcevents.com. Be sure and check out the U.S. Scale Masters Championships in Rosewood, Indiana this weekend. That's Friday through Sunday, the 15th and 18th.
The home of Sasquatch, by the way.
The home of Mitch Baker, that's right. Yeah. Sodbusters Fall Warbird Fly-In, September 17th and 18th in Camden, South Carolina. Warbird Over the Rockies, the big show for fall, September 24th through 26th in Fort Collins, Colorado. And I wanted to take a second and mention my good buddy, John, down in Australia. They are having the Tamora Invitational Scale Classic.
I'm sorry, Mike. It's my favorite part. Yeah.
Anyway. At the Tamora Regional Airport.
In New South Wales.
So be sure and check that out. We'll have that that information posted on the episode guide on RC Scale Builder. So.
All right.
But anyway, we're going to wrap it up now, and glad everybody could listen. Congratulations to Danny on winning the glue. Yeah. And I also want to thank, I just got a email from somebody named JD with the answer, Jim. Jim, if you want to send us your address, I'll send you an Aero Cinema CD since you got it right.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jim, be sure and shoot me your mailing address so I can get that out to you to live@rcscalebuilder.com. Matt, thanks to you and thank all your guests for hanging
Rye,
out with
thanks
us
for coming
tonight.
Out tonight.
We enjoyed
and little
it.
Gideon, who is sound asleep in there. We've had a great time tonight, Mike. We had a really great time. It's good to see everybody here. Of course, they're in for the a big convention that's in town.
Yeah, so what do you guys think of their new CASA?
It's nice. It's very nice.
Is it?
Very nice.
You know, he showed me some pictures, but I was told I was not invited because, you know.
Well, they're neighbors. These guys are neighbors. They're down in Montgomery.
Oh.
Yeah,
this
Montgomery.
Is true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well. Awesome, awesome. Well,
maybe
that's great.
We'll have to come up to your casa as well.
Anytime. Anytime.
Yeah, they should.
You know, we have lots of margaritas here.
Right,
too.
Right. Right. We'll play a little something for them here. You remember this, Mike?
Oh, yeah. You can find them.
Remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Montgomery. Yeah. It's just like a mini mall. There you go. Anyway. Yeah.
That what guy cracks me up.
YouTube is a dangerous thing, Mike. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm telling you, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody had their 5 minutes of fame, that's
there
for
you
sure.
Go, buddy. Good show tonight, Mike. Thanks for thanks for doing it, buddy.
Yeah, we had a great time. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And be sure to join us next week with Jerry Yarish, Senior Technical Editor of Model Airplane News. And he'll be joining us next week. So be sure and tune in. And thanks for listening. We can't do the show without you. So till then, we'll see you next time. Be sure and measure twice and cut once. Good night.